Today at the University of South Florida's Tampa campus, more than 200 students marched to stop what they fear will be the consolidation of small departments. Students and faculty from Africana Studies, Women's Studies, and other departments ended their march by cramming into a breezeway of the administration building. There, they asked heated questions for over an hour of Ralph Wilcox, who is USF's provost and senior vice president for academic affairs. Keaton Brown is a junior majoring in psychology.
What do I think of it calling itself a diverse school? I think it's hypocrisy at its finest, because they tote themselves to be one of the more diverse schools, not only in the state, yet in the country, yet they cut women's studies and Africana studies.
After a rally on the Martin Luther King Plaza, the students marched to Cooper Hall to meet another large group of students who joined them in their march to the administration building. Provost Wilcox said the university is facing millions of dollars of budget cuts, but he tried to assure the students that their departments were not being cut.
The degree programs remain. Undergraduate and graduate degree programs remain. Departmental identity remains, if that's what the departments so choose. And thirdly, that all tenured and tenure-earning faculty in those departments will remain in place.
Wilcox said no final decisions on budget cuts have been made, and they will not be until after the university receives its budget numbers from the state legislature. Reggie Eldridge is a graduate student in Africana Studies and says he will definitely hold the provost to every word he said.
Well, his responses are slightly disappointing because he is being very repetitive and he's framing it as being consistent. But if you're consistently vague, there's no value in that. So I feel disappointed about his responses. But in regards to the student response to what has happened, I'm very enlivened by that. And I feel very positive about that, because I believe that we've touched something in the students, and this is not the last thing that we're doing.
Former State Senator Les Miller, who is a director of community relations at USF, declined to be interviewed for this story. Deborah Plant is the chair of the Africana Studies Department, the director of their graduate program, and the department's undergraduate advisor. She said that if the university is looking for efficiency, then her department is a perfect example already. She isn't impressed by Provost Wilcox's promise that Africana Studies will remain a department.
I think that's a smokescreen, okay? The thing about it is that we're a department now, and we've been suffering because of a lack of resources. We haven't had lines returned to us. We haven't been allowed to really grow the department as has been indicated that we should do over the last 3-4 years. So I'm really not heartened by having departmental status, in the sense that we already have it, and we have so many problems, so much stress.
Progress! No progress!
Last summer, USF's Faculty Senate recommended to the former provost that the university make strategic cuts rather than across-the-board cuts that would affect all academic units. Among the concerns that the committee pointed to is the size of the programs. Kim Vaz is the chair of the Department of Women's Studies. She responded to Wilcox's answers to the students' questions.
What I heard from him was that these degree programs of Women's Studies and Africana Studies will continue, but the point really that I think the students were wanting him to understand, especially in one of the last questions, was, does he feel this? Does he feel the necessity for inclusion? Can he relate human to human? I think that was really the underpinnings of all of this, that do you see the history of oppression? Not just that you can do things equitably now, but how can you do things equitably when the field has been so unlevel? And I think what they wanted to know was, where is the piece of humanity here?
Vaz said that it is important that the rally was organized by students.
I think it's so important. I think that they're actually practicing their pedagogy. They study social change, they study resistance, they study the history of marginalization, and they've had a chance to activate those studies and apply them in a setting which is extremely meaningful, creating not only their educational future, but the future of the people who are going to come after them.